Ethiopia's former Prime Minister Mele Zenawi, who died on August 20th after a long illness, was scheduled to be buried during a state funeral on Saturday. Several African leaders are expected to attend the funeral to pay tribute to Zenawi, who took a leading role in regional politics since he took power in 1991. The Catholic Archbishop of Addis Ababa, Bene Jesus Demirusu Raphael, told Tegle Gebre Jesus that Zenawi changed the country for the better.
Prime Minister Mele Zenawi died on the 20th of August, just a day or two before the Feast of the Assumption. We were all in the Fast of the Assumption here in Ethiopia, and the news came suddenly, and the whole of the country was shocked and has been mourning the Prime Minister since that time. And his legacy, as you have asked, is a lot. You know, he has come leading his party and also other party members together with him to replace the past Marxist government, which was here in Ethiopia. Since that time, he has tried his best to help Ethiopia come out of the traditional picture of Ethiopia as a country of drought and famine and civil war and conflicts. So his struggle has been first with the past regime and now second with poverty. And I must say he has shown the way how to fight poverty, and he has given the Ethiopian people a change of mentality that Ethiopians can come out of poverty by working hard, and he was a hard worker himself. And so he has laid down the infrastructure like roads and electricity and communications, and also has transformed a lot in the fields of education, like fulfilling the Millennium Development Goals that each child should go to school. So in the villages, even you find elementary schools. And then throughout the country, he has built more than 25 universities, new universities. Health-wise also, he has done the same, especially struggling that mother and child health should be looked after and reduce infant mortality, reduce maternal mortality. And in that also, he has succeeded. Also, his approach to HIV/AIDS has been very, very significant, at least to maintain the spread of this pandemic in the country. So I would say he has given this vision to the Ethiopian people that they themselves have to be the instruments of change. They themselves have to change their country, not to wait for somebody to come and change it for them. This vision he has shared not only with Ethiopians, but also with the countries in the neighborhood, in the Horn of Africa, in Africa. And in fact, he has been many times chosen by the African leadership, the African Union, to represent the African Union in the G8, in the G20, in the conferences, especially on climate change, to be the spokesperson of Africa also. So he's also known that way. So I would say his legacy has been fighting poverty in the country and also to put Africa on the world forum. I would say that.
Will you be sending a message for the occasion?
Yes. As you have rightly stated, he's going to be buried next Sunday, September 2nd. Already, they say many states have sent, they are going to send their delegations, many presidents or head of states, about 20, they say will be coming. but also other international organizations will be present there. We in Ethiopia, with the religious leaders, have a forum, and we will go there represented by our forum, but each church and each religious body will also be represented by the head of that particular religious body. So I will go as representing, probably with other bishops, priests, and sisters, representing the Catholic Church. So I will be present at the funeral on Sunday.
What concerns or expectations do you have now for the country following his death?
Well, now Ethiopia has a constitution, and according to the constitution, we are told now the vice prime minister will take over the responsibilities as prime minister, and also to end the term of the late prime minister, which is another 3 years probably until the next election. So the constitution is guaranteeing that, and also his party is behind him to continue the works which have been started, the peace efforts which have been started around the Horn of Africa, and also with the relation he has developed with the African Union and the world. So the future is seems to be in line of succession, and it has been already anticipated.
His Excellency Prime Minister Meles Zenawi is the only leader of the country in recent history to be given a state funeral. How significant is this?
This is very significant, as you rightly stated. Neither the emperor nor the President Mengistu had a state funeral. This is the first prime minister in recent history that died on the job and is going to have a state funeral. So this is the first time that a state leader is buried by his own people, mourning, and also in the traditional Ethiopian way, praying for him and for his family, especially for his wife and children. So this is very significant, and this also will give, we hope, in the future, the transition from one leader to another would be in a peaceful way. We have not seen that in the past, but we hope this will be a good tradition for the future.
This is my last question, His Excellency. Thank you very much. But how do you describe relations between the church and the state in Ethiopia today?
At the moment, I would like to say that the relationship between the government and the Catholic Church is very good. As you know, the two countries have diplomatic relations for longer than 50 years. And this relation has been strengthened during the last years. And through the relation between the two countries, the church has had great recognition, not only by the state, by the what is stated in the constitution, that there is now religious freedom, religious equality, there is no more state religion like before, that all religions are equal, but also as an international church, the Catholic Church is recognized and appreciated. And I hope this will continue in the future, because that is very important for the few Catholics that are here in Ethiopia.